Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. with BusinessCreditBuilder.us. And today we will be talking about how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your Social Security number. During this 90-minute training, you'll discover how to build credit that's linked to your EIN and not your Social Security number that requires no personal guarantee or credit check, and how to get business loans and credit lines, even if you have personal credit issues, no collateral, or just starting your business. Okay, I'm going to share my screen and we're going to get started right about now. And also, if you are viewing this on our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, and please make a comment. For a matter of fact, you can ask questions in the comments and I'll get back to you. All right. So what we're going to do now is share my screen. Okay. How do you do that? Let's see. All right. Okay. Okay, so now we should be about in business. How about that? Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen, how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your social and easily get business loans and credit lines. Yeah. Okay. My name is Noel A. Booker. Check out my contact information. You got my phone numbers 404-500-9687. And the email is Noel, N-O-E-L, at businesscreditbuilder.us. Okay. Now, if you're looking at the screen, you can see that there are three buttons at the bottom. The first button is how you can get a free guide on how to build business credit. All right, just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. And the next button is how you can get a free business credit consultation. That's when you want to talk to us about the services that we provide, like accounting and bookkeeping, website services, accessing your loans, building up your business credit. Okay. And the red button is, if you think that you can qualify for lending now for your business, then what you would do is get approved for funding. Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding. Okay? Okay, let's get started. What we will cover today, how you can get business credit within 7 days or less that's linked to your EIN, not your social, even if you are a startup or have bad personal credit now. Then immediately start using it to get the credit you want and need, even from major sources like Target, Walmart, Staples, Lowe's, Visa, MasterCard, and more. How you can access loans and credit lines, even as a startup, have credit challenges, or lack collateral. Most people fail trying to get money and grow their business. Most don't know that EIN credit can be built regardless of personal credit quality. Many apply for credit in the wrong order. So let me say something about that, right? So building business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step, so you can't skip steps. Okay? Many entrepreneurs that don't know that money is available based on business strengths. The three C's: credit, collateral, and cash flow. So if you have all three of these three C's, then you can possibly qualify for an SBA loan. Okay? If you have two of these three C's, then you can possibly qualify for a term loan. If you have one of these three C's, depending on which one you do have, then there's money available for your business. Now, if you have none of these three C's, then that's when it's time to build business credit. And as you build business credit, you get access to more and more funding. Okay? What is business credit? Business credit is credit that is obtained in a business name. With business credit, the business builds its own credit profile and credit score for its EIN number. This credit is in the business name and based on the business's ability to pay, not the business owner's ability to pay. The business can then qualify for revolving store credit cards like Staples, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, and many, many more. All righty. Why business credit is awesome. For one thing, check out my hashtag, Business Credit Is Real. That's also the name of our blog and the name of our Spotify podcast. Now, business credit has no effect on your personal credit. No personal guarantee is needed in order to build business credit. Business credit building is fast compared to your personal credit, okay? When you have business credit, you can offset current expenses. And I'll explain that to you more. And having business credit can increase your approval amounts with better rates and terms. No collateral, cash flow, or good credit is needed to build business credit. And once you have business credit, you can have access to loans and credit lines. Okay? Every successful business in America has business credit. Okay? So, what you can see now is what anybody can see for free. You would go to the Experian website, and there's a place on there where you can put in your business name and your address, and you can come up with something like this for free for any company. Okay? This is for Facebook Incorporated. They're in Menlo Park, California. Now, the piece that I want to bring to your attention is the trade lines. You see that? They got 40 trade lines, right? So let's go over what a trade line is before we go forward, right? So this is what a trade line is. You go to a company and they give you an account, a credit account, right? So now you go in and you can buy something on credit, which means you can get the item and they give you an invoice, which tells you when to pay it and how to pay it, right? Then you pay this invoice. Now, this is what happens when you pay that invoice. You pay that invoice off on time, right? And what happens is this company that you got the credit from, they send a report to the business credit reporting agencies. And this report says, XYZ company, they got an account with us. They have X amount of dollars available to spend, right? And they made a purchase. And they paid this purchase off in X amount of days. And they send that report to the business credit reporting agencies, and the business credit reporting agencies put that on your business credit profile. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line. Okay? That's one trade line. Okay? Now you can make more purchases and payments with that vendor. And that would be called more experiences, but that is one trade line. Okay? All right. Now, on this next page, this is Microsoft Corporation. They're in Redmond, Washington. They got 131 trade lines. You see that? Okay. Now, Walmart. This is what Walmart does. Walmart would say, for example, they'll go to Bounty and say, Bounty, let me get a truckload of toilet paper. Now, the owner of Walmart doesn't go in his pocket and pay for this. He don't even call the accounting department to cut a check. The toilet paper shows up at the store. They put the toilet paper on the shelf. We go in there and we buy the toilet paper. They take our money and pay the bill. Then Bounty says, hey, you did that good. Here's 5 truckloads, right? And they keep doing that over and over and again. This is how business is done at the big corporate level and at the small business level as well. Let's say the corner store. The corner store, when the bread comes, they're not paying for that bread right there. They're counting how many units came in, how many units went out. This is how business is done, all right? All right. How we can help. Business Credit Builder. We show you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Our high-tech software helps you build your business credit to access high-limit store credit, business loans, and credit lines. We work with all legitimate types of funding programs that are available today, offering funding through hundreds of investors and lenders through a multitude of different funding programs. Okay, so we're going to find the money for you. Okay? All right. How do you build business credit is what they ask. Okay. Now, here goes step one. Now, remember what I told you. Each step is needed for the next step. There's no skipping of steps. Okay? All right. Okay, the perception lenders, vendors, and creditors have on your business is critical to your ability to build strong business credit. Before applying for business credit, a business must ensure it meets or exceeds all lender credibility standards. There are over 20 credibility points that are necessary for a business to have a strong, credible foundation. All right, let's start with the business name, okay? It's very important that you use your exact business legal name. Ensure your business name is exactly the same on your corporation papers, licenses, and bank statements. You go to the Secretary of State in the state that you reside in. Each state has a different fee and a different process to apply for your business name, okay? When you apply for your business name, they will ask you to select an entity. You can build business credit with almost any corporate entity type. If you truly want to separate business credit from personal credit, your business must be a separate legal entity, not a sole proprietor or partnership. Unless you have a separate business entity, a corporation, or an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, you might be doing business, but you are not truly a business. So you need to have a corporate, to have your as your entity, the corporation or an LLC, to separate your personal from your business liability. Okay? EIN number. I'm not going to talk that much about the EIN number, but I'm going to tell you two things that you need to know. One, you can't build business credit without an EIN number. And two, it's free. Okay? That's what you need to know about the EIN number. If you got any questions, hit me in the chat, right? Hit me in the box. Okay. Business address. There are three options when selecting your business address. There's only three options, okay? It must be a brick and mortar or a storefront. That's the first option, okay? You definitely need a place where you can accept packages, okay? Two, a virtual office address, okay? A lot of my clients use the virtual office address because they don't want to share their home address with everybody they're doing business with. Right, so you can get a virtual office address, which is great, for as low as $50 a month, and I'm gonna tell you more about that. Now, the last resort is the home address. Now, the reason why the home address is the last resort is because creditors and lenders do not perceive home-based businesses as being credible, but they do this on a case-by-case basis, right? So let's say you're a hairstylist and you're doing hair from the house, right? That sounds logical. You might be able to pay the bill by doing that. They make some money, right? But on the other hand, let's say you're a trucking company and maybe it doesn't seem logical that you have all these trucks at the house. And one thing you need to know is that on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report is a Google Maps picture of your business address. So when you're filling out these applications, they're looking right at your Google Maps address to see if this makes sense, right? All right. So you need a deliverable physical address. Your business address cannot be a PO box. It cannot be a UPS address. Now, you can use a PO box, but when you got that application and they ask you for your main business address, it can definitely not be a PO box or a UPS address. Some lenders will not approve and fund unless this criteria is met. Okay, let's go back to virtual office, right? So this is the virtual office company that I suggest, DaVinci. And the reason why I suggest them is because there are hundreds of virtual office companies in every single city that will give hundreds of businesses the same exact address. And you don't want that. You want a unique address for your business. And what DaVinci does is they fill out this form and they send it to the post office so they can create a unique address for your business. Okay. So if you go to this website, businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, then you'll see the DaVinci logo and you will see a telephone number, a person's name to ask for, and specific verbiage on ordering the correct product. Okay. All right. That's what you need to know. All right. Let's go next. Telephone. You must have a dedicated business phone number that is listed with 411 directory assistance under the business name. Lenders, vendors, creditors, and even insurance providers will verify that your business is listed with 411. A toll-free number will give your business credibility, but you must have a local business number for the listing with 411 directory assistance. Okay? So, even if you're a single owner with a home-based business, a toll-free number provides a perception that you are an even bigger company. Right? And it's inexpensive to do that. Okay? Here one more thing about the telephone number. A cell phone or a home phone number as your main business line could get you flagged as an unestablished business. That is too high of a risk. So don't give a personal cell phone number or the residential number as the business number. Okay? You can forward a virtual number to any cell phone or landline number. Okay? These are the companies that I use: Freedom Voice, RingCentral, Vonage. But the one that is my go-to is the Freedom Voice. The reason why is because Freedom Voice will give you a local number for $9.95. They will list it for $3 a month. So that's at least $13 you got to spend. And they will also give you a fax number and an 800 number for under $20 a month. RingCentral and Vonage, they'll start you at $25. All right? Now, in today's world, lenders and creditors perceive credible businesses as ones with websites. So, lenders and creditors will deny you if you don't have a website. So you need something that's www.yourbusiness.com. Spend the time and money necessary to ensure your website is professionally designed and works well. My company that does websites is MediaNet USA. And we have what we call the Small Business Web Hosting Package. It's an all-inclusive package, which means you don't do anything. I do everything. Okay. It includes all of this stuff: domain registration, 12 months web hosting, website design, monthly updates, unlimited emails, expert customer support, internet consultation. And if you need to talk to us about your website, schedule a free business credit consultation by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Okay, or you could call 404-500-9687. Email. It is important to get a company email address for your business. It's not only professional, but greatly helps the chances of getting the thumbs up from a credit provider. Setting up a business email address is just too easy and inexpensive to neglect. So you should get this email from the hosting company that you got your website from, okay? Do not use a free email service as your business email address. They want to see your name at yourbusinessname.com. That's what they want to see, okay? They don't want to see partychick@yahoo.com. All right? This is just, this is like common sense stuff, right? But it's good to understand the thought process of lenders, right? Because they look at a free email service. Now, that could be anybody. They want to see that you're communicating with them from your business asset, your email, your website, right? Okay, fax number. I already talked to you about the fax number, but the basic deal is this. Lenders perceive a credible business as one with the fax number, okay? Bank account. So once you got your certificate from the Secretary of State when you registered for your name and you have your EIN number, which you can get immediately by going to irs.gov, takes you about 15 minutes, actually. And once you got those two things, your certificate from the Secretary of State and your EIN number, then that's when you run over to a bank and you start a business bank account. Your business banking history is vital to your future success of being able to secure larger business loans. The date you open your business bank account is the day that lenders consider your business to have started. So if you incorporated your business 10 years ago, but you just opened the business bank account yesterday, then your business started yesterday to them, okay? The longer your business banking history, the better your borrowing potential will be, all right? Licensing. One of the most common mistakes when building credit for your company is non-matching business addresses on your business licenses. Even worse is not having the required license for your type of business to operate legally. You will need to contact the state, county, and city government offices to see if there are any required licenses and permits to operate your type of business. Okay? Now, this is for businesses that are existing businesses, right? So for existing businesses, I would go online. I would go to Google, put my business name in, and I would see if there's any old information out there, because you want all your information that anybody finds about your business to come up with the same information, the same address, the same business name, the same telephone number, right? So take the time to verify that main agencies, state, IRS, bank, 411 National Directory, have your business listed the same way with your exact legal name. Also take the time to ensure every bill you get, power bill, phone bill, landlord, etc., has the business name listed correctly and comes to the business address. Okay? Now, there's a company called Yext, Y-E-X-T, that they have a product called Data Cleansing. So if your company has a whole bunch of old stuff out there Then you go to Yext and they have this product called Data Cleansing. And they will wipe everything and make it all correct. So it's all lined up correctly on the internet, no matter where it is. Okay? Yext. Okay. Okay, so that's step one, right, of building business credit, which is credibility and fundability. All right? Now we're going to step two, business credit reports, right? Now, business credit reports are offered by Experian, Dun & Bradstreet, and Equifax. You will first want to get a copy of your business credit reports to see what is being reported, okay? You can go to this website to find out. Businesscreditbuilder.us/reports, and you will see these logos for Equifax, Experian, Dun & Bradstreet. They, on the website, they are linked to the respective websites where you can put your business name and address in to see if they have a report for you already, okay? Now, Dun & Bradstreet, okay, let me say one more thing about these business credit reporting agencies. All of these business credit reporting agencies are in the business of collecting information, repackaging it, and selling it, okay? So what they have that we can use is your business credit reports, and you need access to your business credit reports, okay? So Dun & Bradstreet, with Dun & Bradstreet, they have a DUNS number, which begins the process of building your business credit profile with them. Your DUNS number will also play an important role in enabling your business to borrow without a personal guarantor. Okay. They got different business credit reports, right? But one of the smaller ones that you can use is the DNBI self-monitor to monitor your credit during the building process. It costs $39 to $99 per month. And you have to get this report for each of the three business credit reporting agencies. Now, when you do business with my company, we get you all three of these reports for $25 a month. Okay? So that's one thing to consider. All right. Experian has what they call the small business reports. It goes from $49 to $99 per month. And you can find out how many trade lines are reporting. See if you have a business credit score assigned. See if you have an active Experian business profile. And check on recent inquiries, okay? Now, Equifax. You can purchase a copy of your Equifax small business credit report at Equifax.com, and you can see the link that's up there, right? But anyway, it's Equifax.com, and it typically takes more time to create a file with Equifax Small Business than with Dun & Bradstreet and Experian. This is why it's important to apply with the credit providers who report to Equifax. Their report, they got a full report for $99 a month, okay? And remember, we got the hookup, $25 a month for all three, okay? Now we're going to step number three. And this is when we're actually going to start doing something. Okay. Now we're going to get to step three, which is vendor accounts. I call these accounts the Net 30 accounts. These are the starter vendors, which is not very easy to find these starter vendors. Because one, you have to find a company that's going to give you credit when you have no credit. And they don't do that. And two, they have to be able to report to the business credit reporting agencies. And it's hard to find those companies because only 10% of all companies even report to the business credit reporting agencies because they're under high guidelines and restrictions to even be able to report. So we're going to look for these Net 30 accounts. Well, they're going to give you a little bit of credit when you have no credit. And when you buy something on credit, you have to pay the total amount in 30 days. Hence the term net 30. You get it? All right. Okay. A business credit score, a business credit report can be started much the same as a consumer report commonly is with small amounts of credit. The business can be approved for small credit amounts to help them build an initial credit profile. These types of initial accounts in the business world are commonly referred to as vendor credit or net 30 accounts. Now, some vendors will approve your company for net 30 payment terms upon verification of as little as an EIN number and a 411 listing. All right. Here are some vendors who will approve you for initial credit, even if you have none now. The first spot to go to is Maverick Office Supplies. All right. Also, JJ Gold. Those are easy, quick ones. Then there's also the CEO Creative. And you can see the links for these companies at businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors. And you can get the homeboy hookup by selecting those links, all right, on that page. Other companies are Grainger, Pilot Flying J, Uline, okay? So check those out. Okay. Always apply for these net 30 accounts without using your social security number. Some vendors will request it and some will even tell you on the phone that they need to have it. But first, submit it without your social. When your first three net 30 accounts report your trade lines to Dun & Bradstreet, the Dun system will automatically generate a pay debt score for your business. The pay debt score is the score that lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. The score goes from 0 to 100. A 70 pay debt score is lendable. But you need to be above 80 pay debt score. And if those first three accounts that report to Dun & Bradstreet are paid on time, then your pay debt score will be about a 76. So you're not that far from where you should be. You need to be over 80, okay? Pay your net 30 vendor accounts in full and on time. You must be patient and allow time for the vendor's reporting cycles to get in the reporting system. It typically takes three cycles of net 30 accounts reporting to build credit scores. Okay? Okay. Some vendors will require an initial prepaid order before they can approve your business for terms. You need to have a total of at least five net 30-day pay accounts reporting. Okay? Step four. Now, this is where we get down to the nitty-gritty, where you want to be. But you can't just go straight to these because you need those starter vendors first. Remember, you can't skip steps, okay? So, after five trade lines are established using vendor accounts, obtaining revolving accounts is the next step. Revolving accounts are cards a business owner can use and not be required to pay the full balance owed each month. Most stores will not approve a business owner for business credit unless the owner has an established credit profile and score. Just like in the consumer world, vendor accounts must be used first to establish a profile and score. Then store credit can be obtained. It usually takes about 90 days to establish the score and the profile with trade lines. So those five net 30 accounts, it should take you 90 days to get through that, okay? Most major stores do offer business credit, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon, Dell, Apple, BP, Chevron, Racetrack, and many, many more, okay? Store revolving credit must be obtained before the business owner can apply for Visa, MasterCard, American Express type cards. Okay? So the first goal is to get 5 trade lines, right? Now the next goal is to get 10, 5 net 30s, and then 5 revolving accounts. What's 10 accounts are on the credit, and owner can then start applying for Visa, MasterCard, American Express type credit. Approval amounts will be equivalent to the highest credit limit account on the business report. Try to have 10 accounts with at least one of them having a high $10,000 high limit. It is essential to keep using the credit. Keep applying for more and talk with credit providers to raise credit limits. If you do this, business credit will keep growing until higher limit credit lines are obtained within 6 to 12 months. And here's a summary before we get out of here. No skipping steps. 10 trade lines is where you want to be at, right? A high limit of $10,000 on for one of those accounts. Cash business credit accounts will match your highest credit limit reported on your credit profile. You can then get access to MasterCard, Visa, American Express, loans, and credit lines. Okay? Now, I'm going to go over these 3 quick alternative funding options. When the big banks can't help, we can. Okay? I'm going to go through these real quick. All right? I'm going to basically go over them off the dome. Okay. So, the first one is cash flow finance. This is the most popular alternative funding today. These are cash advances that look at bank account management for approval. What you need is at least $3,000 in deposits being deposited into your bank each month. They want to see 3 months in a row of at least $3,000 in deposits, okay? When you apply, you're going to tell them, hey, I make $3,000 a month. All right, then they're going to ask you to connect your bank account. And they're not going to approve you until you connect that bank account, okay? So this is the fastest and the easiest money you are going to find to secure money, okay? One of my companies that one of my funding partners is David Allen Capital. You can get access to money in 10 minutes just from your phone, okay? So you put in the information with a few questions, right? And then depending on the answers of your question, it's going to take you to the appropriate lending agency. Then they're going to tell you to connect your bank account. And then you just follow the prompts. They're going to email you and they're going to contact you, all right? Easy peasy, right? Okay. The next one is collateral-based funding. Collateral-based funding is financing that can be obtained if you have some type of viable collateral to offset what you are borrowing, okay? Even as a startup with bad credit, you can still secure collateral financing if you have collateral. Here goes some types of collateral, right? Accounts receivable, which is like, they also call that factoring, right? This is for businesses that you can batch and sell your invoices. Purchase orders is for companies that have government contracts. Stocks, bonds, 401ks. So these type of investments, you can get a business loan if you have these type of investments. Revenue lending is similar to cash flow lending, but it's based on the inventory that you're selling, right? And if you have over $100,000 in inventory and or equipment, then you can get a business loan on that. If you have equity in your home, you can get a business loan. For insurance agents, they have what they call the book of business. And you get a business loan based on your book of business. That's your client list. Okay? Now, this is the credit line hybrid program. This is unsecured credit-based financing, which is a great way to get money for your business if you have good personal credit or know a guarantor that does. You can secure credit up to five times of what your highest revolving limit account is now, up to $150,000. You need a 685 credit score. All right. If you go to businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding, you will see a video that explains all the details of how to qualify for this. And this is good for startup companies with good credit. Okay. Okay. Now check this out. This is one of my clients, Christine. She got all of these approvals in 6 months without using her social security number. Okay. Sprint 2000, Amazon 45, Tractor Supply 5000, Exxon 5000, Fuelman Fleet 6000, BP 7, BP 8, Lowe's 10, Apple 12 5, Shell 15. Whew. This is over $250,000. Look at this list. This is over $250,000 in business credit, and you could do it too. Just remember, step-by-step process. You can't skip steps, right? You know the deal. All right. All right, everybody. One thing to note is that I have a bunch of information at my blog, which is at businesscreditbuilder.us/blog. And you could sign up for any of the social medias that you use, right? So check that out. Spotify, our podcast is called Business Credit is Real. Make sure you schedule a free business consultation and get your free guide on how to build business credit, right? Here goes the link for scheduling a consultation, businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. YouTubers, make sure y'all put comments in there for me. Ask questions. Tell me where you're from. Tell me about your business. Boom. Y'all have a good night. Peace. And that's how we do it. And I'll talk to y'all later. One time.